Time for another edition of Good Day Health. This one featuring the mind and the marvel of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who along with his wife Mary have at the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, come up with another podcast. These are regular features of that website, a place where you can go to prepare yourself for your medical needs today and tomorrow, and to get some answers to questions you may have had from your past. ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack offers a symptom survey, which you can take free. Find out what's going on in your body. The things that they have on their podcasts are very indicative of the season, things that are in the medical news. For example, the flu is, getting into fall, wintertime. Some doctors are going to tell you, you got to get your flu shot. Otherwise, you get the flu. I had two flu shots in my life, and I got the flu right after I got the shots. So I stopped, and I haven't had the flu since.
Yeah, very common response. Even the CDC just came out and made an announcement that in the presence of a epidemic of the flu, whether it's in the office, family, or anything else, the flu shot will not help you at all.
No.
They even came out and admitted it.
Well, if you have a strong immune system, I go back to that, and it sounds like sometimes I rely, it sounds like we're beating a dead horse, but we aren't. Immune systems with, as a matter of fact, let me think now, how did this apply to somebody? Oh, I know, my friend that I've talked to you about who's getting the cancer treatment. Here's a guy, wonderful, he's become a very good friend, wonderful guy. He's 65, maybe 66, and admits to having a rather raw younger life, doing things that when he looks back upon them now, he wishes he hadn't done. Well, that was then, and now is now. So how does he deal with this lymphoma that he has, that's a very rare kind of lymphoma? So far, over the course, let's see, it started in the early spring. One treatment, three treatments, didn't work. Next treatment, three more treatments, didn't work. He's now on his third protocol of doing something different. The first one was their aggressive new kind of chemo that was supposed to kill these things and enhance your white blood cells and all that other stuff. And it knocked him down, but didn't get rid of him. And then the second protocol he got on had been used by some people, and people died on it, but that's because the treatment was killing so many cancer cells, the spleen, liver, kidneys couldn't take it. They couldn't eliminate the cells fast enough, so people were dying of whatever kind of poison is caused by having too much of that stuff in your system. So then he goes on to this next deal and is becoming frustrated. I can tell he's becoming frustrated with it. And I keep saying, I'm going to bring you out to see my friend Jackie and his wife Mary, fix you right up. But he hasn't gotten there yet. So everybody's going to make their mind in their own way. But the reason I tell you the story is because immune systems are the most important part of your functional body. Without it, you'll get sick from any number of things. With it, your body will be hard pressed to do anything but cast off all the demons, right?
We live in a world. No, you're not being simplistic at all. We live in a world of microbes that I think if you could see them, you would try to run for your life, but there's nowhere you can run and get away from them. They're in the oceans, they're in the Arctic, they're in the desert, they're in the rainforest. They are everywhere. In fact, there are more microbes, let's say your pointer finger, there are more microbes living on your pointer finger right now than there are people on this planet. And the gut, everything from the mouth to the bottom, is so loaded with these microbes that that you have, for every one of your cells, you have 10 of these microbes, and we ignore them, as it has been said, at our peril, in the sense that if we foster the growth of the bad ones, you're going to be perpetually sick. If you foster the growth of the good ones, your immune system is strengthened. We live in a community with these microbes. It's not that, that we're there at their mercy.
Yeah.
We are there as a community of living creatures. Excuse me. And as you said, when you have a strong immune system, and that's the part of the problem with chemotherapy. It doesn't just attack cancer cells. No, it attacks all these other cells.
Oh, yeah.
And anytime we have a patient who is on chemo at the direction of their oncologist who comes into us for some nutritional support, we always have to support the liver and the kidney, because the most toxic cells in the human body are cancer cells. They are loaded with poisons and toxins. That's the nature of the cell.
Yeah.
And when chemo begins to attack these cells, those poisons are released into the system. So you have kind of a double-edged sword. You have your own cells being killed by chemo, plus you have this buildup of toxins. So the kidneys and the liver must be supported during chemotherapy.
All right. So the last two, these podcasts on what causes heart attacks and what doesn't cause them, have been probably the best, if I can just go back for a moment, of in terms of download numbers. This is where this is where the rubber hits the road. Heart attack, heart disease, the number one killer. Cancer is number two. So you can bet your bottom dollar that a lot of people are going to pay close attention to these. And by the way, you can get all the old podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are about 125 of them, and they are provocative, thoughtful. So don't deprive yourself of the operation. Just go at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You can look around and see some podcasts. They're all titled and they're all explained. So you can look at the list of them, and some of them may hit your button and some of them may not. But they're all there. And then you go and you listen, and you'll be greatly, your knowledge about whatever that issue is be greatly enhanced by the work that Jack and Mary do on the podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The whole idea of your immune system, how it works, the white blood cell count that you must have in order to be healthy, the movement of the blood around your body, the reason that we are so fantastically wrapped around the usage of superbeets is because it, through the nitric oxide that is naturally provided by this vegetable, as you get it powdered and you get it in the canister, you take it in a smoothie or glass of water, and within minutes it goes to work to open up the arteries to get that white blood cell, that red blood cell, all of them, to your body. So the red blood cell, Jack, delivers the food, and the white blood cell delivers the protection. And that's really how you think about it. And in equal numbers, so the better the flow of blood, the healthier the blood flow, the more you're going to, if you have a healthy immune system, protect all of your body. It's pretty much that simple, isn't it?
Well, it is. And an analogy that I often use with some patients trying to explain the immune system. You remember the old movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yes.
Especially the Michael Rennie one. And mm-hmm. He has this robot that kind of protects him called Gort. And as he's explaining this robot to these scientists who've gathered, he says, we've given all power to these robots. We've given them complete power over us. And they don't have, they have no morals, they have no political persuasion, you know, they have no religious ideals. They just go after the aggressor. So we have learned to live in peace intergalactically. Well, the immune system is like this. They have no agenda. All the aspects of your immune system are genetically created to go after the aggressor. And it is, they will swim like sharks on a bleeding seal. They will not take any time off from work or rest during a 24/7 period. They go for the bad guy, mm-hmm. completely independent of any other aspect of the body. And because of what I had said earlier about the microbes, this is absolutely essential to life, because we're constantly being exposed to viral, bacterial, fungal, parasites, all kinds of stuff. And some of it's good. And the immune system seems to recognize that and leave it alone. But mm-hmm. the stuff that is not good, the immune system will go after, like that robot did, the aggressors in that movie.
Yeah. So there's a great analogy. Think about that as you think about getting your blood system in tip-top shape and getting it around your body. And by the way, not only does when you open up the blood vessels, they expand by 62% using Super Beets, but it also is good for your blood pressure, getting the blood pressure down. So there are all kinds of benefits. Healthy, wonderful, strength. That's all. Those are adjectives I can use for Super Beets. Drinking it is just good for you. Superfoods at DougLikesBeets.com. Professional athletes trusting Super Beets to get them to do their best, and college athletes, same thing. Do something good for yourself right now while you're thinking about it. If you've never ordered Super Beets, gotten on the program, you get a bonus 30-day supply free at DougLikesBeets.com. Free shipping as well, DougLikesBeets.com. Super Beets. Get at it while you're thinking about it. Take Jack's advice, my advice, our advice. Everybody in the program is working with these things. And so that means we can tell you the story with authenticity. And it really is. This is a great, another one of those great American stories. American people figure out how to have a, this has become a really strong company too, by the way. Super Beets, order them now at DougLikesBeets.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's a NUCA board certified chiropractor. I feel like Kevin Bacon in A Few Good Men when Tom Cruise's character is grilling the doctor on the stand, and he looks like a mouse. He looks like a twit, and, you know, well cast for the role that he's trying to play. And Kevin Bacon gets up and says, "You're board certified to do this, that, or the other thing." And I often wondered, kind of like with, I guess, any profession, there are people that can become doctors that graduated in the bottom of their class. There are people who become doctors who graduate at the top of their class, right?
Isn't that
a saying? That was a saying in school. The A students, you know, magnum cum laude and higher students end up having to come back to school and teach because that's the only way they can make a living. B students flounder. C students are out there making millions of dollars because they were able to, they got the grades they needed to pass and get their degrees, but at the same time, they spent enough time partying and having a good time that they knew how to relate to somebody else.
Yeah.
That even if your doctor was a C student in school, he probably still knows everything he knows to take care of you. And then board certification is where you just have continued education, you attend special classes, you take some serious tests, and then suddenly you get board certification.
Well, you're not certified as a GAPS practitioner. Well, I remember Ken Kronhaus saying any number of times that he doesn't use any of the stuff he learned in school because everything has changed. So if you don't keep up with the periodicals, with the journals, with the things that are really about research in the here and the now, I know you go to NUCA, the chiropractic meetings all the time where they discuss new ways of dealing. And you think to yourself, okay, how many different ways can there be to do what Jack does? Or even as far as that's concerned, how do you treat Ken's a cardiologist? How many different ways are there to treat the problems that one can have in his or her circulatory system?
Well, certainly. Certainly. Yeah. And that's it's interesting that you mention that because the fellow who developed the NUCA technique back in the 50s and 60s, everybody wanted to honor him by naming it after him. And he said, that's the worst thing you can do. If you name a particular procedure or technique after somebody, there's always going to be the purists. Once you realize a better way to do something, you're going to say, well, that's not the Smith technique. That's not the Jones. And it, and what it does is it retards the ability for something to progress and improve.
Yep.
And so NUCA just simply stands for National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association, and it's constantly, constantly being updated and reviewed as new research comes out.
All right. By the way, speaking of research, Jack and his staff have done the research on the long life energy enzymes that you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com. If you want to get a bargain, go there, check these out. They aren't cheap, but you get what you pay for. Natural ingredients, very powerful enzymes which your body needs to detoxify. Probiotics are there, so order them online at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Use the code Doug for 15% off. I just was asking Jack. I had this black walnut cleansing liquid here. And I said, what are these for? And he said, parasites. And I was thinking about that when it came to the enzymes. They must help. But we all, if you let your dog, Millie kisses me all the time. Meredith won't let Millie kiss her, but she kisses me. And you said, anytime you got a dog around that's doing that, you better be using stuff like this to clean out whatever worms.
Yeah, you have parasites
growing around inside.
If you're around a pet, you have more parasites than somebody who doesn't have a pet.
Yeah. All right, there you go. All right, check all these things out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Good day, health. What you need to know, the facts about what's in the system. Jack's interpretation. He has a perspective that is important. His comments you need to listen to. The opinions that he has, he knows from his experience, from his training, what's what and who's who. So that's why we have him here, because he has lots of expertise and credibility. Check out ForbiddenDoctor.com. You'll see what I mean about credibility, the things that are there, people that are using these enzymes for powerful help in many ways. It's all in the gut. That's what the GAPS practitioner part of Jack's experience is. Also, there's a product that he has called the Ageless Thyroid, and how it has an impact if you are malnourished. This is very important, is it not? How do you know if you're malnourished? I guess that would be a question.
Well,
how do you know if you don't have the right stuff
this
cooking?
This is the sorry state of affairs with the commercial aspect of agriculture and animal processing that goes on in this country.
Yeah.
These animals that are in these horrible conditions are fed horrible foods, antibiotics, hormones, pesticides, all this other stuff. The commercial crops are being grown on soils that have no nutrition left in them at all, or mineralization, so that they're hit with such ridiculous amounts of fertilizer compounds to make them look like food, but they're empty. So we tell our patients all the time, you can't possibly get the nutrition you need to get anymore from commercial foods. You have to supplement at least vitamins and minerals. Now, if you have a backyard garden that you compost and you actually put animal manure on, or if you have a very good source for the local farmers market stuff that's coming in organic, you know, you're light years ahead of the game. But if your family's nutrition is based on what's in the supermarket, you are eventually going to have malnourishment diseases showing up. I don't know an easy way to say that, Doug. I don't know a soft way to say that. Mm-hmm. But that is where the research is leading.
Yep. All right, so that's why there are, if I can mention, another product that I find helpful, mostly because it is, as you have suggested, food. The Balance of Nature folks who've come up with these fruits and vegetables, the capsules that don't have any sugar. You know, a lot of the people on my staff say to me, Jack, I'm having fruit. You know, I have, during the course of my program every day, I'm liable to eat a dozen different types of fruit. I have melon, pineapple, watermelon. I'm thinking of the things that I've ingested so far today. I have blueberries and raspberries. I have bananas, kiwi, oranges. Let's see what else. That's the kind of stuff I have every day. And those have their own sugar in them. So when Balance of Nature says that they have ripened fruits and vegetables in these capsules, it is, they powder them so that the sugar is gone, in essence, and you're getting the very nature, the essence of the fruit and the vegetable. And that's what makes this such an important product to enhance your immune system, because that's where the immune system is enhanced, not by eating meats and things, it's by eating fruits and vegetables. That's where your meats are good. You'll tell me all the time, I need to be eating meat because I have a protein lack, or I think I get it. In lots of different ways, because you can get it out of certain vegetables, protein. You get it out of beans. It's not nice to be around me after I've had a plate full of beans, but that's too much too much information. Anyway, you get the idea. Jack keeps talking about the immune system. You want to boost it by 700%. Get on this program and stay on it for 2 to 3 months. consuming a couple of the fruit capsules, a couple of the vegetable capsules every morning and night, and you'll be on your way to health personified. You want to get yourself into a better overall health position, good hair, skin, all of that stuff. That's what the Balance of Nature Difference presents to you. It's a phytonutrient. What do we know about phytonutrients, Jack? Basically, it's the photosynthetic process produces phytonutrients, does it not?
Well, that's true.
That are in the plants.
Essentially, all energy comes from the sun.
Yeah.
And life is set up in such a way that that sun hitting the leaf of the plant, combined with the carbon dioxide in the air and the water and the minerals of the soil, form a carbohydrate. And as long as the soil is well mineralized, because that's where our life is dependent upon the minerals, those minerals are brought into the plant. We eat the plant or something that ate the plant. And I know you and I kind of bang heads on this.
Yeah.
That's how we get the energy of the sun into our bodies. I mean, there are people who, there's actually some crazy groups out there running around that actually believe that if they lay in the sun long enough, that they'll get the energy that food supplies and they don't have to eat the food.
Good for them.
They run for Congress. So yeah, you want to watch out for these people. Yeah, they run for Congress and they actually get in there. So you got to be careful.
There are some phytonutrient concentrates, and that's what this is, with validated, standardized extracts of key plant constituents. And that's where the benefit comes. I guess especially pomegranate is good from. And I think you get that sort of thing when you take curcumin or turmeric, which is the same thing,
sure.
Right? I mean, that's an example of another kind of vegetable, because it comes from a vegetable that is good for it. It's in concentrated form. So that's why you need to look
into it. Well, one of Mary's and my mentors insists that if you're going to be eating salads, and obviously you should be eating some vegetables, no doubt about it.
Yep.
There should be at least 10 different colors in that salad. Now, there's red, and there's green, and there's yellow, and there's purple, and there's black. Some things are black, olives and such. That there should be at least 10 different colors in that salad. And, you know, that's his opinion. We really like a lot of the stuff that he has to say. Dr. Thomas Cowan out of the San Francisco area, who is a medical doctor. But he bases his whole practice on nutritional support, not drugs. Yeah. Mm. And only uses them in you know, cases of acute emergencies. But 10 different colors. And I would say the same thing with fruit, 10 different colors. Now, you can overdo these things. But like anything else, I mean, and like a carnivore that eats nothing but meat, I mean, you can certainly overdo these kinds of things. But the more variety, because they come from different soils and they come from different areas of the country. And as such, they have different kinds of mineral content. And remember, when we eat these things, we're eating them to get the minerals and the vitamins that are in them.
That's right. Like, it's good to have. The immune system is always enhanced by being around dirt, especially good dirt. That's why my immune system is as good as it is, because I'm around dirt on the farm all the time. It isn't. You keep purifying your hands with that stuff and see how bad your
immune
system is.
That's terrible. That's terrible. That's why we tell parents, let your kids play in the dirt and let the dog lick their face.
There you go.
Meredith doesn't agree with that, but they will not get a developing immune system if that immune system is not confronted with the elements we talked about earlier.
All right, so your immune system is enhanced, to get to the bottom line here, by 700% if you get on the Balance of Nature product, stay there for a couple of months, and then keep maintaining it. It's these servings of fruits and vegetables that are powdered and dry. You got the best of everything in these capsules. And to make it even more encouraging, when you go to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code DJV, you get a free month supply using that code. So you get started with the Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables, get a free, you didn't even know what I was talking about. If somebody offers you a free month supply of something, no matter what it is, take advantage of it. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get the fruits and vegetables. The first month is free. Code DJV at balanceofnature.com. All right. So Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen With a focus now on your DNA, I bought one of these Ancestry.com DNA kits. Actually gave it to Meredith for Christmas, and she gave it back to me. She said when she looked at it, she thought that the company or whoever is behind this is going to have too much information on her. So I scoffed at it a little bit. I sort of chuckled because she's a great conspiratorialist. Then I went online to do it myself, and I looked at what was there, and I thought, this is too difficult, and there is too much information. So I decided not to do it either. You got to go through activation codes and all this other stuff. But to the medical side of it, taking the saliva and putting it in to the tube and you shake it up and blah, blah, blah. What are we actually getting? What is the DNA? I'm tempted to just throw all of this out, but maybe I'll hold it for conversational purposes. What is there about the DNA that's so telling, Jack?
Well, there's a problem here with that, and that is that there's a general understanding that's incorrect out there that your health future is determined by your genetic determination.
Yes.
When the fact is, you can have all kinds of adverse genes inside of your genetic structure that do not have to be expressed. In other words, you can, like the BRCA1 and the BRCA2 genes for breast cancer. And half of the women out there with breast cancer didn't have either one of those genes. And a large percentage of women who do have those genes do not have breast cancer. The most important factor that causes a gene to express itself is an environmental factor called nutrition. And when nutrition is balanced and it's where it should be, you never have to worry about those kinds of things. But when your life is based on soft drinks and fast foods and all the other kinds of nutritionally deficient things, a lot of genes will express themselves that shouldn't otherwise do so. Now, that's the negative side. The positive side of finding out your genetic structure is because there are certain foods based on thousands of years of your ancestry's location that have affected the development of those genes to some degree, may be very beneficial for you as well. Like for me, when I had mine done, I was surprised that I am 3/10 African.
Really?
And I am 3/10 Oriental. And I am 99.4% Northern European. So obviously that's where because my ancestry came from the British Isles and Germany and France. There are certain foods that these people have eaten for a long time that have a definite effect upon the body's health.
Right. Yeah.
So when I follow that, I'm better. Theoretically, that's how this is supposed to work.
Yep. All right. Well, maybe you learned something about yourself. I just, I think it's necessarily.
But you are categorized.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You know, Meredith isn't off base with her worry about that.
Most of the time, she's not. The powerhouse of information, Dr. Jack Stockwell is. He flexes his intellectual muscles, and look at all the things that come. The creation of the long life energy enzymes. I'm not sure whose muscles were used more there, yours or your wife Mary's brain muscles.
I love it when Mary and I sit down and put our brain muscles together, because when we were putting the ingredients together for the long life energy enzymes, I said, well, I want this and this. And she says, no, we need this and this. Well, I want this and this. No, we need this and this. And
there you go.
You know, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not too much. Yeah. And I'll tell you, these things are so effective. A doctor called our office yesterday and who gives these to her patients. And she said, listen, I've got this MS patient whose symptoms are lessening for multiple sclerosis. What's going on here? And Jen got a hold of me and said, hey, you need to call this doctor back and tell him what's going on. And I said, you're kidding me. She said, MS? And she said, yeah. And I said, listen, these things complete the digestive process of the foods that we eat. Mm-hmm. And the older we get, the less digestive power that we have in our system. Your digestive system is the most powerful disassembly plant on the planet. And it will take these foods and completely break them down to the smallest level that can possibly happen inside the body for absorption into the bloodstream. And so I said, well, probably he's getting so much better nutrition than he was getting before, because MS is not just an autoimmune problem. It's a terrible malabsorption and malnourishment problem. And I said, that's probably what's going on here. When you take these enzymes that are extremely powerful, your digestive system gets a tremendous boost in being able to disassemble the food you eat into its constituent parts and make it available for the organs for their nourishment. And I said, I'm sure that's probably what's going on here.
Yep. So get the Long Life Energy Enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com. My pal is going to Zambia next month and wanted to know from you what sort of malaria prevention. Malaria is the biggest problem in the third world. Mosquitoes galore. A lot of people traveling into these areas, I guess, have some kind of... Just take a little... I forget what the capsule or the pill is
quinine.
Called to take. Quinine.
Yeah.
That's
quinine,
right.
Yeah. But next to diarrhea, it is the biggest killer of children on this planet, malaria is.
Yep.
And if I was going to go to Zambia, if I was going to the upper Amazon, if I was going to any of these areas, I would take along our 636 formula that involves calcium, vitamin C, and vitamin F. Those are the most powerful boosters for the immune system that you could take. Now, some countries you go to, you've got to get a yellow fever shot before you leave, or the immigration or customs people will not let you back in the country unless your passport says that. But I would not be getting any vaccines. I would not be getting any shots I don't have to absolutely have. And for legal purposes, I would be building the immune system before I go. And that's what the 636 is about. There's information at Forbidden Doctor on that. 636-3-6. 636.
Six.
Immune builder.
36. Yep. All right. I saw something that also intrigued me, because those of us who are always, people ought to be conscious. You're conscious of your weight. Most of us are, because we go up and down depending on how much exercise we get, what we're eating for food. But I saw something that seemed to be nothing but common sense about preloading your stomach with water before you eat any meal. Drink a glass of water before you have the meal, and it'll cut back the amount that you want to eat, and that'll help you lose weight. You on board with that?
Yeah, that's true. You know, you drink a full glass of water, especially warm. Mm-hmm. Cold causes some nerve problems. So lukewarm or hotter, full glass of water of that, and the satiety aspect in the hypothalamus already starts to kick in. And of course, with gastric expansion, the stretching of the stomach, there's satiety with that as well. So, but then you're diluting the acids with the food you eat. And so someone's going to argue, well, you're not going to get the digestion you want. Yeah, well, then take a couple of our enzymes with it.
Yeah.
I had to throw that in there. Yeah, there are people who do that. People who will take some warm water ahead of time and find out they eat less because they get satisfied quicker.
All right. So there is a word to the wise. What'd you say? Malaria was on 363 or something?
636 at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 636. There's your answer.
For malaria. All right. Got answers to all our questions. More questions, send them along to me on Twitter at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell.